kesod b'yedim, if Reuven sells his field to Shimon with Edim, and he sells it with Achrayis, then in case the field is taken away from you, Shimon, you can come, I'll pay you back. So Lachar is, let's say the field is taken away from Shimon, then the Lachar is Goyvim and Achosim Yishubodim. So when Shimon comes back to Reuven, he has a right to collect, even if Reuven doesn't have any money, he has a right to collect from the field that he sold later on. So the question is here, he was Meiches Sod only in front of Edim. He did not make up a shtar. So since he did not write up a shtar, Lachur, according to Rav, Okel does not go out. So how come you could collect them from Mishubodim? Usually you could only collect, take away from the Kuchais. If there was a Okel, then they heard about it, they should have watched out. So Gemara says here it's different. Hosom Lekuchais Inu Asidu Anashayu. Here we're talking about that when Reuven sold his other property to somebody else, those people that bought the property, those Lekuchos, they should have checked out. They should have seen if Reuven sold any property earlier, that there's Nachrayus on it. So since they're supposed to check it out, so if it was sold in front of Edim, it's enough of a curl that if you look into it, you'll find out. So therefore, here's Lekucha should have checked out themselves. And therefore, there's a Svarov, Inu Asidu Anafshayu. They're losing out for themselves. That's called Inu Asidu Anafshayu. Mashenkin, in our case over here, like the owner doesn't have to check out the field. So he does not hear clearly from a kohel that this Shimon sold the field to Levi. When he sees Levi in the field, he has a right to say it's a joke. That they're afraid themselves to make a chazaka. That's why they're switching around. Therefore, the chazaka would only be if these three people have a shtar that they sold one to another. Then a kohel went out, and the machzor, the original owner, should have made a machor. So Marius, the question is this true? Me, Yom Rav Hok, is it true that Rav said like this? We learned. In other words, that is it true that Rav said if you sell a field with just in front of Edim, you could collect from the Kuchais that has enough of a Kohel? We learned for Tanan, there's a Mishnah later that says, how Malves Chavera Bishtar, if you lend money to your friend, just in a Shtar, then Goyvim and Achosim Mishibodim. Then if the labor doesn't have money to pay you back, you have a right to take away his Mishibodim, the property that he sold already. But let's say you only lent him money in front of two Edim, then Goyvim and Achosim Bnei Chorin. Then later the Malva only has the right to collect from the Bnei Chorin, the property he has directly, but not from Mishibodim. The question is why? You're telling me now, according to Rav, that Lekuchos should check out something done in front of Edim, it's called like a Kohel. Says, so why can't you money from Mishibadim also? So Mura says, V'chitem, maybe you tell me, Rav Tanhu Polig, Rav has a loch like a Tana, that he could argue on the Mishnah there, so it wouldn't be a kasha from a Mishnah according to Rav. So Mura says, no, V'hor Rav and Shmuel Diyamatavaya, both Rav and Shmuel both said, that Milva Alpeh, ain't a goyva lemin ha yorshim, lemin ha kuches. He says, if somebody lent money, Balpeh, without a shtar, just in front of the Edim, later, when you come to collect your money, you cannot collect from the Kuchas, from Shibodim. Or if the Leiva dies, you cannot collect from his son, from the Yorshim. So here you see, a milva done in front of Edim, there's no parsha of the Kuchas. Sakim told me before, if you sell your field, the Achrayis, in front of the Edim, then you could collect from the Kuchas. So Mari answers, milva azvini karomis. Are you asking the question, a case of a milva, when I lent you money, to a case of where I sell the field? Milva, when I lend somebody money, kiko yazif bitsinako yazif. The labor, when he borrows the money, he does it privately. He doesn't want anybody to know about it. Kihechad le lislu nichseyu olai aleha. He doesn't want his property to become cheap. In other words, if people see that he's poor, he needs money now, and then he goes to sell his property, people will take advantage and think they'll get a bargain here. They won't pay him so much. So he doesn't want people to know this, therefore he borrows the money privately. But Zvini, when somebody sells his field, man the Zoven, whoever sells his field, but for half the Zoven, either buy or they sell it openly. They want everybody to know about the change of ownership. There's a new ownership here now. People want it to be known. So therefore, in this case, we say that if you sell it in front with only, even though you only sold it in front of two Edim, but if you sold it with Achrayis, then the Keiach has the right to collect from a Shibodim. Why? Because the Kuchas could have checked it out. Because something that's sold is done more with a Hesia than a loan. Therefore, if the Kuchas would have looked into it, they could check it out and find out. Therefore, it's considered Inu Afsidu Anafshayu. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Ochlo Av Shona. Let's say the father Reuven is making a chazaka now in Shimon's field and is there 1 year. Via Ben Shtayim, then Reuven was Nifta, and his son took over and was there for the next 2 years. Or else the opposite were Yoav Shtayim via Ben Shona. Or else Av Shona, the father was there 1 year, then he was Nifta via Ben Shona, the son took over, and then the third year of Alakeach Shona. Then the son sold it to somebody else, and he was there the third year. Slok was a reizu chazaka. This is called a good chazaka. The original owner sees this that it's been occupied for 3 years. He should have made a machor. If he doesn't make a machor, he loses out. Suppose lemeim. What do you want to tell me now? To lekeach is like koilom. Now the chur, if somebody buys it, is like a koilom. In other words, the fact the yorish sold it to a third person, the original owner should have found out about it and should have made a machor. Reminu, I have a question. It says, Ochlo bifna Yoav Shona. That's the opposite way around now. That the machzik, he's there, one person has been machzik for 3 years. But the question, the original owner, he was Nifta. And it came out, the Yorush took it over. So it says here, or else it says another case is bifna Yoav Shtayim. The original owner was alive for 2 years. And then bifna ben Shona, and then this machzik Shimon was there when the son Yashin took over. Or else bifna Yoav Shona. Then the father, original father, was alive for 1 year. Then the Yerush took over. And then by the third year, then the Yerush sold this field to somebody else. And Shimon the Machzik was in this field all these 3 years. So still it says, that Shimon has a right to complain now to say he bought the field, he's there for 3 years. And the owner or the son did not make any machor. So the question is, if you want to tell me that lekeach is lekeilom, that when you sell a field, even in front of Eden, there's a kill going on, you're supposed to find out about it. If so, ain lecho machor gadol mizu. The chur, this should be the biggest machor. Then what happened here? Like the owner, true, he died, but the yerush took over. Now the yerush, he's selling it to somebody else. So by him selling it, that's a machor. He's like protesting against the Shimon that's in the field, telling Shimon, listen, this is not your field, this is my field. And my protest is that I'm selling it to somebody else. See, if there's a kill going out with Edim, says, so why isn't it called a machor? Why do we say it's called a good chazaka here? So Marin says, Omara Popo, Kitan Yahi, Pemoichesedais of Stam. Here we're talking about that you sold your field, Stam. Kitanya he, the Bimoichas Taisus Tam means when this Yerush sells his field to a third person, he doesn't say I'm selling directly this field that Shimon's in. He only says I'm selling you my father's fields. So that's not called a machor, because Shimon like understood very good. You're selling your father's fields. What does it got to do with me? I hold that this field does not belong to your father anymore. This field is my field. So that's why here it's not called a machor. So even though maybe without a shtar, just selling it in front of the Edom also gives out a small curl, but I'll call upon him here, it's not called a curl at all, because he did not say I'm selling this field. He only said Stam is selling his father's fields. Now the Mishnah says, so umnin means if you give something to a workman to fix for you, let's say a tailor, you give him your suit, and he says now this suit belongs to him, he's not believed. Because usually when a person has a chazaka metaltlim holding on to it, that's the proof it's his. But by a tailor, we know how he got it. The owner gave it to him. So umnim workers have no chazaka cheskas metaltlim. Now the yashutfim, if two people own a field together, and one shutfim was there for 3 years and says he bought it off the other one,